The United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights today called for an international investigation to determine if Sri Lankan government forces and Tamil rebels had committed war crimes. Navi Pillay says that ensuring accountability for abuses committed in the recent fighting was important for the island nation's national reconciliation. Meanwhile, Sri Lanka's military said it plans to enlist at least 100,000 more soldiers to head off any resurgence of the separatist Tamil Tigers, who were routed by government forces last week, ending a quarter century of civil war. The troop buildup comes amid concern that remnants of the rebel group living abroad may try to resurrect it under new leadership. But Johan Pereira from the National Peace Council of Sri Lanka told us that with their military power gone, the LTTE will face difficulty in its attempt to revive.
Although the Tigers do have a few representatives out of Sri Lanka, it is unlikely that they can do anything very tangible at this time to influence the course of politics in the country. It'll take them some time to recover from this terrible blow that they have suffered. The Tigers did not have a political wing at all. It was the military that dominated the LTTE. And with it gone, it will take some time for them to recover. There are two trains of thought apparent in the international membership of the Tigers. One is to admit, yes, the leadership has been eliminated, and that the Tigers will now follow a different course, which is a non-violent course fighting for Tamil rights. But there's another trend within the international membership, which is to deny that the leadership has been eliminated and to say that the struggle goes on.